if the other two independent candidates had gone out first, it would have been likely that Piers Doherty would have closed his gap to the quota, leaving more of Gary Doherty's vote to be distributed as a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that could have come down as low as going on the figures that he was polling in preferences from other candidates, that could have been as low as 500 votes. I think it sits at, how far is he short of the quota now?
Who's Piers Doherty? Yeah, he's 1,100, is it?
Just over 1,000. 1,028.
So just over 1,028. I said we had been crunching it down to where he might have been at a figure of 500 short of the quota. So it's 500 votes, 600 votes that are out of the mix.
Yeah.
They're used.
It benefits
up.
You, yeah.
It does. It leaves it live.
Yeah.
I think when this count is done, I think we will be behind. With two independent candidates to go out, there's going to be very little in it.
As I say, the only thing we can go by is a pattern. I mean, if you're a Pádraig McLoughlin fan, it'd be very easy to think that we've been sitting criticising him all day, and that's not been the case at all, but it's been the story of it, of the day to a great extent. He hasn't been picking up transfers, so what you're saying is going down the final furlong, if it's nose to nose, you think that the two independents going out is going to perhaps leave Thomas Pringle ahead?
I would think that we
getting the last seat. I mean,
I think it depends on two things. Now it depends on how far ahead this puts Pádraig. Pierce will have a quota,
of course.
Obviously, so there will be a transfer of a surplus. Then, when that surplus is transferred, which will be the next thing to be transferred, it then leaves it. How far? I expect that Pádraig will then be ahead of us.
How big a gap between after that? How big a gap between Pádraig and Thomas Pringle can you bridge? Do you think?
That's the million-dollar question. And
I've got a fiver.
And it's something, Greg, that I think that nobody has a good handle or a good tally on. I know that we would have watched carefully other transfers that went when Niamh Kennedy went out and they went to Tim Jackson. We looked at a lot of them when Tim would go out, that we would benefit more so than Pádraig McLoughlin would.